Everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast from another world. That's right, another bonus episode for this month. And today they are bringing along the Paranormal Pativity podcast, Pat himself, and they are talking about one of my dad's favorite movies of all time. So I'm going to let them roll.
Anchorage from Polar Expedition 6. Anchorage from Polar Expedition 6. Can you hear me? Over.
Pat, I mentioned these other solar systems merely to indicate that life can and does exist on other planets as well as our own.
Sounds like, well, just as though you're describing some form of super carrot.
That's nearly right, Mr. Scott. This carrot, as you call it, has constructed an aircraft capable of flying some millions of miles through space.
The world's greatest battles was fought and won today by the human race. Here at the top of the world, a handful of American soldiers and civilians met the first invasion from another planet. And now, before giving you the details of the battle, I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world. Tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the sky.
Welcome to another episode of The Podcast from Another World. We are your host. I'm Phantom Dark Dave.
And I'm Still Julie.
Still, you can't do that, because then your initials are SJ. We already established it's JJ.
Oh.
You're going to have to come up with another
just
antonym
Julie.
For
Joyful
or synonym.
Joyful Julie.
Right. Jupiter Julie, because it's sci-fi. Remember
there
we agreed with this?
Yeah.
Jumping
Jupiter.
Julie?
Jumping.
Yeah? Jumping for joy?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man. But, you know, last episode we had Andy on, and we talked about 20 million miles to Earth. You're getting to meet everybody.
I am. I love it. It's a lot of fun.
We just have to keep doing episodes and keep bringing people on
until
the fact that you'll know every guest by heart, including middle names.
I know. I wondered if that's why you started ramping it up, so I could meet everyone faster.
Yeah, I was just like, we have so many friends. And then you know that's not true, because all of a sudden the same people are two episodes, three episodes, four
that's
episodes
true.
Deep.
You're right.
Yeah.
So they're just cool people.
There's only a select handful of people actually left in the SIP network, and we need to get on here.
We do.
And that's actually what a great addition to today's episode is. But
yeah.
As you guys saw the name of the episode, we're talking about a 1951 classic sci-fi film, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. The arrival of a spaceship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
To give you these facts. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
He's robot. Without you, what could he do?
There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the Earth.
All vehicles, close in. Let's go.
And joining us for this episode from California, who knows more about Supernatural than the damn TV show, please welcome Paranormal Pat.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, buddy? Man, I haven't had you on here since we talked about The Exorcist.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah, that was last year, wasn't it?
It was last year in July.
Yeah.
Literally a year ago.
Which is kind of funny that you say that, because I just did an episode with the Back in Time guys for Twister. And I looked at when the episode came out, that same day that episode came out, I was looking on Facebook on my past, you know, what you did, you know, a year ago that same day, I was on an episode for Wayne's World 2.
Oh, that was an awesome episode. Yeah, I gotta explain this to Julie. See, Julie, she doesn't have the luxury to listen to as many podcasts or the amount of podcasts, right, time, as I do. And so she has only heard a limited amount of Back in Time podcasts, but that person you're looking at on the computer screen right there,
yes,
is the person that dethroned me as the MVP for Back in Time Podcast.
What?
So when Back in Time Podcast
kinda, oh, so he's the enemy. No, I'm just
no. Well, you know what they say, you keep your enemies
why
closer.
Did she just do, why did she just do that slashing motion to me?
Speaking of, let's show Pat what we're drinking right now.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
be so proud.
He would be proud.
Get monstered up.
I just had one.
Yeah.
Just had one before we got on.
As you know, brother, these temperatures are climbing, so we're always staying juiced up.
What is the temperature down there in Texas?
Hot.
So last week it was peaking at 98.
Yes.
I think. And if anybody laughs because it's hotter where they are, I'm sorry. But I know that California, you guys get up there pretty high too. If not,
yeah, we were about a week or two ago, we were like at 95-ish.
Okay, yeah, so you're getting there.
But
yeah, we're supposed to be getting another heat wave pretty soon, but I mean, I'm the, like, right now it's like, it says 73, but it feels hotter than that to me. We also got, like, high humidity, too.
Right, yeah, but humidity's a pain here as well, so we feel your pain, dude. The only thing with California is, man, you guys always have, like, them dry heats and them fires and all that kind of stuff, and it seems like we get a lot of that heat coming from the west, so I don't know what's happening. Paranormal Pat's, you know, putting out that heat and sending it down here, maybe?
It's probably all the heat from all this Californians being also mad about all the taxes we have.
Oh, no.
Hey, bro, do you mind if I make a little wrestling thing real quick?
Go ahead.
Latino heat.
Oh.
Yeah. Eddie Guerrero. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Better watch out. He'll frog splash you in a minute.
We lie, we cheat, we steal.
No.
Just look for the roses. Anybody who understands that, good for you. But, Pat, man, yeah, it's been a while since we brought you on here, but for anybody who's checking this out, man, you are a guy who is a lot like me, where he likes so many different things that you have to participate in different podcasts just to kind of let people know all these different things you like. But your main podcast, it kind of seeps through and seems to be Paranormal Pativity. I know that's not the one you put out more episodes of, because you guest everywhere, you host everywhere. But every time I bring you on here, we have this trend of doing horror movies. And this is the first time when we actually get to talk about old school science fiction.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like I said, you know, with all these old movies that you guys are doing all the time, and I said, like, oh, man, when are you going to do The Day the Earth Stood Still? And, like, not even about an hour later, I get a text, hey, you want to come on the podcast?
Well, actually, the reason that you're on this episode is because The Day the Earth Stood Still has a little bit of history with you.
Yes. Yeah, I was waiting for this question, too, because My dad showed me this movie when I was a kid, and I remember there's a lot of movies that my dad showed me, but I really remember watching this, sitting down and watching this one with him, and it was something that also kind of stuck around for a long time, because why randomly we would just say, you know, I'm going to probably say it wrong now, but Bratu, Viratu, Nictu. Like, we would always just use that, like, as a code or a password all the time when I was growing up. So it was just, like, something, like, random stuff. Like, my dad, and I'm starting to become like my dad, which is so funny. I did something earlier today that my dad always does. I was with my niece, and she bumped her lip, and she was crying. And I go, let me see. Oh, we're going to need a knife to cut that off. And I stopped. I looked at my sister. My sister looked at me and said, God, you're turning into dad.
Oh, no.
My dad says all these random weird things all the time, and a lot of them are from movies. And, like, just they carried over to me, and it was just stuff that we did all throughout our whole life, just saying random stuff. And that was one of them. That's why when I was, like, sitting there thinking, like, man, you're doing all these classic sci-fi movies. We got to get The Day the Earth Stood Still in there.
Yeah, you know, it's always been on the list of these classic movies that we want to run through, but there's mm-hmm. so many different ones, and sometimes we want to change it up so it's not like the same five movies in a row, because once you start doing so many of these old ones, they all share the same trend, right? There's very few things that separate them, but I knew this is one that I wanted to do, and when I had found out that you really like this movie, and, you know, I don't know if this is a VHS tape you had, but I'm gonna guess maybe you saw this on the black box just like everything else.
No, I'm trying to remember. I remember my dad showing me. He might have been a VHS tape.
Okay.
But I was so young, I don't remember, you know, exactly where it was. I'm pretty sure it was a VCR.
Did it look like this?
Watch. Yep.
I don't know if you knew we had this on VHS.
I did not. I saw you looking. I'm like, oh, snap, we have that, don't we?
Busted out.
You know, and I was just thinking about it right at the end when I saw this Century Fox. I forgot it was Century Fox, but, that, you know, technically now it's a Disney movie.
That's true, because they bought 20th Century Fox, so Disney Plus. Wait, so that means, did you watch this on Disney Plus?
That'd be great if it was on there, but no, I got it on, I rented it on Prime.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. We don't have Disney Plus, so otherwise I would have looked. But, hey, Julie, how did we watch it?
We watched it on Laserdisc.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, so I decided to part ways here. All the horror movies, VHS. All the sci-fi movies, Laserdisc. And so that's allowed me to collect both.
There you go.
So, man,
you should got a system now.
There is a system to it, yeah, and it makes me happy.
It does make you very happy.
It's kind of, yeah, I'm like a child. Just give me what I want, mm-hmm. and I'm good. Now, I won't see what other adults do in the corner. It's cool. Oh, no. But, Pat, man, so I know we talked about, you know, your oldest memories. Your dad showed you this movie. How old were you?
I think I had to be at least 7 or 8. I'm thinking 8 years old. It sounds about right for me, especially if I really kind of really stuck with me and I remember it.
Right.
So I think it was about eight years old.
Man. See, and that's why he's like a brother to me, because you're talking to a guy that was, what, first, second grade watching The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to flip over to you because I don't expect the same answer. Julie, what's your first time watching The Day the Earth Stood Still?
I feel like a broken record.
Not exactly.
It wasn't yesterday. It was, what, 2 days ago? 3 days? Four days ago? Something like that. I don't know. Lots happened since then. It was a couple days ago, but not the day before the podcast, so that does switch it up a little bit.
Already. Mm-hmm. It also makes it harder to remember, doesn't it?
It does. My memory is not so good, so. But no, it was enjoyable.
What's it like, a first-time experience as an adult seeing this movie?
I mean, as with all of these movies, very pleasantly surprising. I mean, especially being older and not knowing what you're going to get into, I liked it a lot.
So, my oldest memory of this movie is actually not like Pat, but in between you two guys, because I was a young adult.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm talking, it was back in 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, so was that 17 years ago? I rented it on DVD from the library, because I remember I burned it.
Oh, Tisk, no.
I was like, yeah, that's when that was a thing. Don't worry, I don't do it no more. I ultra buy everything. But I remember renting it from the library and really being into just kind of, I was really into classic horror, and I wanted to expand my horizons on classic sci-fi as well, and it was a movie that I'd heard of and never seen, and then I remember watching it, and at the time, I did like it, but it didn't really have a big impact on me like it did recently on the rewatch. Hmm. And we'll get into those reasons when we get into things that we like about the movie, but yeah, I remember, man, just young adult, out on his own, got his own apartment. Still getting movies from the library, though, because when I found out that the library had more than books, I was like, no kidding. They got movies? I'm going to check it out now.
Oh, man.
2004. God, I think I was 22. I'm old.
You don't have that much on me, bro. I just said I was, like, 20. So, we're there.
Yeah, yeah, I just turned 39 2 months ago, bro. Ooh. I feel old.
I mean.
Creeping up there.
Yeah. Getting closer to somebody. Anyway, we won't name no names. But you know, Pat, this is your first time on the show with the new format. One of my favorite questions goes out to my guest, and it is, now do you prefer your sci-fi where we are invaded or we're exploring other worlds?
You know, I think I like us being invaded. I mean, I really like the going out there, us going out and exploring too. Like, I would say, like, I think a movie that's going to be a classic for in the future, like The Martian.
Okay.
I really like that movie, The Martian. I mean, it's not so much, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's sci-fi. I mean, it's not like aliens and stuff, but we go in there and everything that happens. But, like, I don't know. I think there's something more about being invaded and being, you know, that, you know, as much as, because like I was talking about in this movie, like how much stuff is prevalent now that they're talking about back then, but like the fact that when, if you're us being invaded, it actually brings people together. Like, you know, you put differences aside, like, okay, look, we got petty stuff going on, but we don't come together, none of that's gonna matter because we ain't gonna be here tomorrow,
right?
You know, so I that's why I think I kind of like the maybe that's why I like Marvel and the Avengers so much, because we avenge.
You did that on purpose.
Kind of did. It kind of just came to me too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was looking at me when he said he was smiling. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's awesome, man. We have a running theme now. Where originally everybody on the show was like exploring. Now everybody's like standing their ground here on Earth.
I like the points that everyone brings up though for both sides.
Man,
maybe I'll switch.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a civil war. Marvel.
Oh,
I did it. Just because you're here. Spider-Man's in it, and I know you love Spider-Man.
Than a V, you know. Oh. Batman versus V.
Did you notice when he said that, he actually went completely out of frame, too?
He did.
Let me fix this camera.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So, yeah, we covered first-time watches. We covered the type of sci-fi that Pat likes, so now we actually have to dive into the movie. So let's kickstart with the story. This one's really simple, you know. An alien lands and tells people of Earth that we must live peacefully or else we'll be destroyed because we are a danger to other planets. And so, Pat, I mean, simplistic is what simplistic is. What do you think about that as an overall story?
Oh, I really like it. I mean, like I said, it's there's so much stuff that they talk about. I was watching. I'm like, God, think about the same thing today. Basically, like he was saying, look, you do what you want to do on this planet, but if you decide to go outside of it and start this crap that you're doing here, we're not going to put up with it because we live peacefully. We made these robots here to police us, and we gave them absolute authority. As long as you're peaceful, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I mean, it might sound kind of dictatorish, but at the same time, it's just like, hey, learn how to squash stuff peacefully.
Yeah.
You don't need the violence. And it just shows that, I mean, of course, you know, I believe there's got to be other life on other places, you know, obviously. Why? How are we going to have a whole universe and planets and only one planet has life on it?
Right.
But as far as we know, it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, it's the truth. Like, look at just how petty humans are. I mean, it's just like I was saying. Back then, they were talking about how petty people are. Look how petty and stupid people are now today.
It's only getting worse.
You know, it's only getting worse. And it's just, but it's like, hey, you want to be in your bubble and act stupid? Cool. But when you bring it outside, we're going to lay down the law. We're giving you a fair. I mean, just look how right away the guy walks out. You have all these guns on him. He pulls out one little, like, just to show you something, and right away he gets shot.
Yeah. Like, keep your cool, man, you know?
Exactly.
What do you think of the overall story?
It's a little different from most, you know, sci-fi movies. Even being invaded, quote-unquote.
I was going to say, you can't even say it.
We weren't. Like, he was just stopping by to say, hey.
It was a mild threat.
This is what's going to happen. I'm just letting you know. But I come in peace.
Right.
So it was interesting, because usually it's, oh, we gotta fight, or we gotta defend ourselves, or, you know, and this was not the case at all.
Right. Well, 3 years after this movie came out, War of the Worlds came out. Mm. And if you remember, we covered that episode with Neil in the beginning of the year, and when those spaceships come down to Earth, the humans were like, hey, we come in peace, we're cool, and the aliens zapped right away. And it's a complete opposite effect in this movie. And the whole time that I was watching it this time, the whole story stood out to me in two references, Star Trek and Twilight Zone. It was like a happy medium of both, because everything that Gene Roddenberry puts out there for Star Trek is, you know, it's political, but everybody gets along. Like Pat said, like, all your small differences no longer matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're all one group.
Right.
And we're all just going for something better in the future.
Yeah.
And as long as we keep doing that, there'll continue to be a future. But then it had that eeriness, right, of Twilight Zone all over it, especially with that open ending where you're like, I was waiting for the to kick in, you know. But I like the overall story of it, because we're presented with, air quote, a threat, because it didn't feel threatening. It just, you know. But we're presented with this option, and it's actually left up to us to make that decision.
Well, and one other thing I really like too is that, as dangerous as, I'm gonna go blank on the robot's name now.
Gort,
thank you. I'm so bad
totally
with names.
Common name.
Yeah, you know. But like, as powerful as Gort is, did you notice how many people did he actually kill?
Exactly.
Zero. How many people did the humans kill? One, but you know, they brought him back, but still, like, he got shot twice in this movie, and the only violence that they did on the other end was destroy the weapons that could harm them. They didn't go and shoot the people. The only physical damage they did was when he knocked out the two guards so he can get into the ship.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, like, it's just showing, like, he hasn't shown any violence towards us at all, but we're showing all the violence. And like I said, there's so many life lessons in just that. Just like, you know, violence isn't always the first response. And, you know, look at his response. He's like, we need a big sign. What did he do? He knocked out the electricity. And he made sure airplanes stayed in the air and hospitals stayed okay. So, you know, no one died.
Right.
I absolutely love that.
That's,
yeah.
It's a peaceful, big opening eye warning sign at the same time.
Yeah, man.
The only thing in the back of my head, though, was everybody was freaking out the whole time, but somewhere in Amish country, they were just living life normal because they didn't even
know. Oh, no.
They didn't see a difference. That's awesome.
I did not think about that.
Oh, man. I know something that I really love is how the movie wastes no time getting started, because we open up outdoors, and then check it out. Here comes a spaceship flying in the sky. And some of these movies, you know, first off, I love that these movies don't run too long. You know, hour and a half, 2 hours is like, that's pushing it. But usually you can get one of these movies like 70 minutes to, you know, 98 minutes. And this one pushes an hour and a half border, and we automatically start off with a really cool, and I've said this before, like, when it comes to UFOs and spaceships, I love that traditional cylinder UFO that everybody pictures, and this one looks amazing.
Well, they made the whole thing with the ship, and even on the inside, looked so cool, but it was also so basic.
Yeah.
I mean, even from this, the stairs coming out and everything, that looks so cool. Even now, it still looks super cool. Even the inside looked like, I mean, he's waving his hands. I mean, just think about that. We have technology like that now.
Yep.
But I mean, just waving something simple, waving his hand, the lights going on, and it still looks really cool. It didn't need to be all completely futuristic and all this other stuff. I think talking about that, I think the effects on everything look held up to me. The only thing that, you know, you could kind of see, if I'm going to criticize anything about the effects, but once again, this was a movie from 1951, was the robot, his suit, you could tell, like, when he's walking, the rubber a little bit, you know? Like, that's the only thing. But I mean, once again, it's not you know, that'd be just really nitpicky if you wanted to. But other than that, even still, he still looked really good.
Yeah.
Standing there, it's just a basic suit, you know?
Yeah. What'd you think of the spaceship?
I mean, I didn't realize you were such a fan of the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, show me the basic, We Believe X-Files poster, the traditional... Yeah.
Interesting.
Think about DS9. It's a circle.
That's true. I liked it.
Post Malone circles. I'm a fan.
It was cool. I like what Pat said about, like, you know, the stairs coming out.
Oh,
and just,
yeah.
It was cool. It was very, especially for that time, futuristic. It was, you know, different. But I'm not a huge fan of just the basic.
Okay. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah, I think we are going to disagree on that one.
Okay, so on this side of the line, we're basic is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're basic over there.
That's cool. Yeah, but you got to admit, like Pat said, how cool did it look like when the stairs would come out and go away? Because, yeah, we know they do reverse shots and everything to make it work. But at the same time, this ship on the outside looks just so metallic the whole time.
Yes.
Like, unpenetrable, right?
Yeah.
And the military spends so long trying to get in the spaceship and they can't. And then whenever Klaatu comes up, there it is. Just no problem. And then the way that just the cracks and the creases just seal up perfect, it just looks awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that was something that made me laugh, too, is like, you know where, well, you know, they had him in the hospital, you know where Klaatu is at the time, just before he gets out, and what are they doing already? They're already trying to blowtorch into the ship.
Yeah. Like, that's some ghetto
that
stuff,
destruction,
buddy.
That human destruction is just, it's just crazy. I just, you know, and other things that I look at that were similar, like you look at back then and now, is like the media, the newspapers, like how quick... Was it this menacing alien guy's doing all this stuff? It's like, what did he do? He walked out, he got shot, he was in a hospital, and he left. But they're like,
he checked out.
He's on the loose. You guys got to be fearful. No, you know. And there was even a scene, if you remember, where he's there with the was it Bobby?
Yes.
They're talking, and he goes to interview him. He's like, well, I don't think that we really should have anything to fear. I don't want to talk to you. Let me go talk to someone else.
Right.
It cuts him off. You know, and that's just how the media works today, still.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't think about that. He's 100% right. He's like, oh, we got a father and his son right here. What do you think? And then whenever, right when they don't say what the media wants to hear.
Yeah.
Next.
Yep.
What did you think, Pat, that the alien in this movie was just totally humanoid looking?
I mean, it makes me laugh when we talk about aliens and that they have to be... That's what I liked about this movie was that they don't have to be, like, say, in The Thing. Like, it's some weird creature that morphs. Or, you know, whatever alien movie, World of the Worlds, where, they're, you know, you don't really see them. Or you see that, like, was it, like, the little centipede eye thing?
Yeah.
You know, why do they have to look different? E.T., you know, no. They could just look just like us. If they have a breathable air, I mean, why do they have to look different? I mean, the way you look at it is whatever created us, whatever happened, whatever you believe in, is like I said, all this stuff is here, all these planets. Who's to say that there's not exactly, or like you think about the multiple universe.
Yep.
It could just be another Earth or something that's just like Earth. People on it, you know.
I had to restrain myself from saying an M-class planet.
I was thinking that.
Star Trek reference of anywhere looks like Earth with a breathable habitat, M-class planet.
And I was also thinking of the Star Trek characters. A lot of them are... I mean, basically human.
Just different facial
looking,
features. Sure.
Right, but still.
But our alien in this movie looks like a very tall Rod Stewart, and I love that. Oh, I said that. Rod Sterling.
There
not
you go.
Rod Stewart.
Because,
baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Wow.
See, anytime, like, I've wrote stories, just little short horror stories, and a lot of the time, the person that I present as evil usually is also the most charming and good-looking and presentable person in my story because I always believe that it's on the inside. You know what I mean? And so when I see him like that, I'm just like, oh, he's sharp-dressed, man. He's dangerous. You better look out for this guy. And, dude, so tall and slender. When he comes walking down and he's in his suit, I'm thinking, that's the bad man in Jamma. And then all of a sudden, you see Gort come out, and I'm like, nope. That's the bad man, Magenta. You know how you can tell? Because he got that laser eye. And, dude, those effects look sweet.
Yeah, it still looks good to this day with the going back and forth. Makes me wonder if that's the idea for Cyclops came from. and Kit.
I'm so glad you said that, because we are on the same train, bro. I was thinking, okay, let's see. You had 90s, you had X-Men. Okay, cool. But that came from 80s. Let's see, Knight Rider. Okay, where did that come from? Okay, 70s, Battlestar Galactica. I haven't got to the 60s yet, but in the 50s, I know where it started, right here.
Yep.
It's awesome.
That'd be a good video if someone just put that where the laser's going back and forth and they put Kit's.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I can see it now, bro. It's a TikTok video, and it'll fast forward to the 2000s, whatever, and it's going to be something hilarious. Spliced in, like, okay. I'll get right on it. I'll have my daughter teach me how to do it, because I don't know how to make videos. My daughter told me today she's got 500 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Congrats. And she takes it to heart. She's so excited. And I'm like, you go, girl. Like, that's awesome. She
got more than me.
Bro, she got more than all of us combined. Daddy downloads.
I got let's see. I think I got like 215.
Hey.
That's what's up, bro. That's subscribers. That's so there you good. Go. 215 people like to Hoover's listen to. And you know what? You got two of those subscribers right here. Oh, man. So,
as much as I do those food review videos, not to go too much off topic, as much as I do those food review videos, the best video I have on there is from, I don't know if you guys watch this show called Web of Lies.
No.
No.
It's on the ID network. Okay, so basically it's about, like, people either getting catfished or lied to, like, or, like, it could be, like, say, a husband trying to kill his wife or something, and they use, like, the internet or whatever. So it was this one girl. We watched this episode, and I couldn't believe how dumb she was. And so I did a reaction video to it. I swear, every couple of months when they reshow this movie or this show, this episode, the views blow up on it.
That's awesome.
And it's basically this girl who's talking to this guy. I'll give you the quick cliff notes. Talking to this guy for on the phone for about a couple weeks and wanted to meet him, and basically takes off with his sister. And her kid disappears, gets her kid back. She goes back again with all three of her kids and gets all three of her kids taken from the same chick.
Wow.
That's the cliff notes on how stupid this chick was.
Dang. I wonder if that's the same chick that was on Match Game earlier.
Probably.
Or Password Plus. But yeah. Oh, dude. There's some dumb people out there, to say the least. But
oh, there is.
So it makes the world go around, right?
Apparently.
Speaking of dumb, hey, you know what we did today? Oh, yeah, we're doing this. Count them up. Two monsters.
Yep.
All right. What do we have?
I've had two.
Okay, hold on. What do we have for lunch?
We had, tongs.
We had Mongolian food for lunch. What do we have for dinner?
Pizza.
And guess where we're going after the podcast?
Ice cream.
That's dumb, because we only got one bathroom.
Yeah, it's not smart.
It's okay, I'm faster than you. So
true.
I don't mean in the bathroom, I mean getting.
Hey, he might be faster than you, just gotta trip him, that's all.
Bro, it's cool. I still got a bucket from when we had the snowpocalypse. We got one and a half bath now.
It works.
Okay, Julia, I'm gonna start with you. You're not very impressed with the spaceship. It's all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the setting. Like, we're in Washington D.C. in this movie. We get to see a lot of the monuments and stuff.
Yes.
What did you think about that versus another planet or a few of the other movies? Where have we been? We've been in other states, but we've never really been here.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked that it was in Washington D.C.
That's just because we want to go there and sightsee.
That's true. Okay. I liked all the sights during
the
movie.
It's a free trip.
But I feel like at least recently, all the movies we've watched, although have been in very cool places.
Oh, yeah. We have one that was in Rome.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't seen much in D.C. area.
Which is surprising, because that seems like a hot setting.
You would think it would be.
But you know what's going to happen is now we'll start watching movies and there'll be a lot of DC.
All of them will be there.
DC. Dave's choice. Yeah.
I felt that coming.
Yeah, you did. Pat, what'd you think, man? Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I liked it because, you know, he goes around and he's looking at all the monuments and he's looking at the, you know, the words of Abraham Lincoln and all this stuff. And it kind of makes you think he's hanging out with Bobby. And you almost think that he's going to be like, man, I'm going to have a change of heart about this whole thing. And he doesn't.
No.
He's like, hey, you guys got some cool stuff, but, you know, I like these two people over here, but guess what? You guys act a fool, we destroyed the planet. So I think that was a good part the way they played that out, like he's admiring all the of the city and all these powerful monuments and the, you know, the powerful of the people's past and all this stuff, and he's learning our history, but he's still like, this is impressive, but you guys are still morons, and if you guys mess up, we're going to destroy the planet. I think that was a really good pivoting point in the movie too. Mm-hmm. The fact that they had that and have it in DC.
100%.
Yeah, especially all the time he spent with Bobby.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, oh, they're not all bad. Like, you know, this little kid kind of has it together.
Well, and innocence, like, you know. Yeah.
And so, but yeah, even still in the end, he was like, okay, so, your choice.
Yeah. I'm going to tie this into scenes that we like, because one of my absolute favorite scenes was whenever they were at, like, that Lincoln Monument.
Oh, yeah.
And he read the words, and he's like, those are words of a great man. I want to meet somebody like that. And, yeah, you know, Lincoln's going to go down as the greatest or one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, and so many things accomplished.
Yeah.
He's got a monument. I mean, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it just kind of shows you the wisdom of the character, and his overall goal of the whole thing is, like Pat said, he could have a change of heart, but he's not. He doesn't.
Right.
He could sympathize with each and every little thing. Like, he spends all the time with that kid, you know what I mean? He's like a father figure to him, mm-hmm. pretty much, because his mom's just dating. There's no dad in the picture. But at the end of the day, it's the whole greater good. And it takes, right, a very powerful person to be strong-minded in that, yeah, way, like a, you know, a general and that kind of thing. But I love, you know, they go to the movies. I'm like, man, yeah, my dad didn't take me to the movies. Then I start thinking about it. I was like, who is my dad? But that's something else.
That's a different podcast.
I wish he listened to podcasts, bro, because he would have loved that.
Well, I'll cut boat. That part out and play it for him.
There you go.
We'll have to cut this part out and just tag him on Twitter. He'll listen to it. Then.
There you go. As far as other favorite scenes, Klaatu steals the show, and I know that feels like such a cop-out thing to say, because it's like he's the main character in it, but anything with him, or him and Gort, like, man, I just wanted to see more of that. And so, like, when we get to talking about the end here in a little while, I was in. I was like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. But, well, I gotta say, one of my favorites, a lot of the scenes you were talking about, but one of my favorite scenes was when he's sitting there with Bobby, and he's like, do you need money to go to the movies? He's like, yeah, I got $2 from my mom. He's like, well, I want to take you, so how about I trade you? You know, they take these, and it's like these diamonds that no one's ever seen before. And it's like, yeah, no, nah, they won't. He goes, I'll trade you. He's like, don't tell mom, because, you know, they don't like when I steal from people.
Yes.
or whatever. What was it? Whatever.
No, that's it. Yeah, that's what he said.
Like, yeah, like, was it steal, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I was just cracked me up, because he's like, I know these are more valuable than these $2 at 8 years old, but here you go. So I like that one scene for sure. And then another scene, and it goes back to, like I said, showing about human nature, was when she was trying to stop, you know, her boyfriend from calling the general.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, this is bigger than just you. It's bigger than me. Well, I don't give a crap about the world. You're going to be married to a famous man. I'm going to be on the papers. I'm going to be super rich. And it's like, once again, it's like, just it upsets the crap out of me how you look, like, from 1951. That's how people are thinking. And it's only got, like you said earlier, it's only getting worse.
Yeah, man. And when that character's introduced in the movie, it should have been a red herring, a red flag, like, right away, because if you remember when we first get to meet the boyfriend, he's coming over to take her out for the night, and she can't, right? She doesn't have a sitter. And he's like, I can do it. And he's like, what a swell idea. Yeah. I'm like, I told Julie, I was like, he just walked in the door. What? He has no idea who that man is. And he's like, yes, you can stay with this boy.
Yeah, you stay with him so I can, you know, get my rocks off with his mom.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to take her to have sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, sandwiches. Don't worry, Clark is in the car. What? Okay. But I also love, you know, we have a lot of characters in the movie, but we only spend time with like 6 of them.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And I really thought the professor was awesome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I liked the professor.
Talking about favorite scenes, one of my favorites was when he was doing the
equation.
Math. Yeah, the equation.
It was 2, by the way. Anybody like, knows that.
Yeah. Because all of that goes way over my head anyway, but then he comes in and he's like, I'm going to finish this for him kind of deal.
It's a calling card.
Yeah.
He'll notice it.
But then when that secretary tries to erase it.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
not going to want to do that.
I love that part.
Yeah, that reminded me of Garrick tonight.
Yes. Yep. Man. But the professor was an amazing character, too.
He was. Like, didn't you guys like how he realizes who he is? He's like, oh, this is the alien. This is Klaatu, the guy that escaped.
He knew.
And he immediately was just like, I got a million questions to ask you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not trying to harm him. Just, he acted respectable. And he knew.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but let's be honest. He knew he was beneath.
Yes.
He's a freaking, because when Klaatu wants to talk to him, he, you know, he's like, he reads the words of Lincoln, and he's like, I want to meet somebody like that. And then Bobby's like, thinks of who the smartest person he knows is, and it's this professor. So this is a like-minded guy. He's a brilliant scientist, you know? And even then, he cowers to Klaatu, and he's just like, tell me what you know.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like, even though I teach people with my brain, I need you to teach me with yours.
Yes. And it's so crazy, Pat, because the way you feel about the media and the human interaction in this had me balling up my fist over some of the same things, and I don't know if you remember my reaction. Yeah. Whenever the whole, like, hey, I got a really important message to tell the world, so get all the generals in the United Nations together. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. We don't like each other enough to be in the same room. And I'm like, are they freaking stupid?
Right.
Yeah. And it also takes you back, too, because, like, you know, you try to show someone this now, like a younger person, and they'd be like, well, why don't they just do it on live on TV? I mean, like, what was the movie where, oh, hell, you could say Transformers, for example.
Yeah.
Remember they took over all devices so their word would get across? Like, I mean, that wasn't a thing back then.
Right.
You know, I mean, heck, she was trying to get a hold of her boyfriend on the phone, like in the phone booth. Like, well, let him know when I come in. I got to go to the office. People forget about how simplistic life used to be before all that. I mean, we all love our phones and everything else, but, you know, like, that's why movies, I mean, there are some good horror movies now, but that's what, like, it takes away, because people right away, first thing they think is, well, why didn't they just call someone?
Yeah.
Like, because you couldn't back then. There was, they cut the phone line. You're screwed. What are you going to do?
Right.
Send up a smoke signal?
Yeah. That does make me wonder, though, like, if us now, if we went back to that time with our cell phones or with our stuff, would we look like aliens? Because it's just, yeah, we're human form, but we have all this weird, crazy...
First off, Pat and I would get arrested because people, if they were in the military, they might have got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Pat and I are covered in tattoos. Yeah. We show up back in the day, yep. We immediately...
See, you would look like aliens.
Yeah,
to
that's
them.
It.
You're like, who are these sailors?
I'm like, sexiest damn sailors you've ever seen. What you know? Hey, but you know what?
Start doing the Latino eat.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to answer your question by saying that there's no way in the world that either one of us would last back then. And I'm a Turner Classic Movie freak, and I love,
I
fight for simplicity and to be in our bubble and to have things simple, but... Did you just tell me to go to a world where there's no Monster Energy, and you want to go to a world where there's no Starbucks? So, Pat's with me with Monster, and even you, but even then, you like Starbucks every now and then, so it's not going to work.
I do. I'm not saying stay there.
Oh, okay, now we're just visiting. I can do that.
But you're invading.
Like, say we get stuck in the past, Back to the Future.
Uh-oh.
We get stuck in the past for about a month or two.
Yeah.
We'd be perfectly fine. Because we remember a time when there wasn't cell phones and, not everybody had internet and everything. You know, like some of these kids nowadays, that's all they know.
I think they would panic.
That's true.
That's why it made me think of the panic that there was when he shut down all electricity and vehicles.
Yeah.
And you notice it was even cars and stuff. Yeah. They didn't have all that electric stuff in the cars back then.
Yep.
But he even was able to shut down the vehicles. Could you imagine for a half an hour... Right now, if everything in the world shut down like that, right now for just a half an hour.
No.
Well, Pat, I don't want to bring up a bad time, but in February.
I mean, Texas did kind of.
Texas,
feel that
witnessed snow for the first time ever. Like, we've had ice, but we had snow, bro, and we're not prepared for it. And so we all lost power for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you had to, like, everybody scrambling around because some people had power, some people didn't. And it was a madhouse. We literally sat in the parking lot and watched people freak out and attempt to drive on these snowy hills, and it was just insanity. We went to Walmart, that it must have been on generators or something, because they still had power, but you couldn't buy anything there. So we got a glimpse of what the world looks like with no power. And
you went to places that had electricity.
Oh, no, we didn't use the car. We drove the horse and carriage.
Oh!
Damn it. You got me.
Igor came up, yes, Dave, let's go.
I want to talk about the Forever Purge, but I'm going to leave it alone right now.
No.
Just because of the
horse. You did it already?
Oh, we were opening night. Yeah, we went last night.
Nice. I got to catch up on those.
No spoiler, but I'll say the Forever Purge doesn't have any necessary tie-ins to all the others, so you can watch this when you want to and catch up later.
Well, talking about other movies, like, it made me think of real quick, like, when you were talking about the fact that he didn't look menacing, you know, he just looked like us. And like you were saying, I agree with you. Sometimes it's better not to know who the killer is. Like, it's the people you don't expect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, look at American Psycho. You know, it was the clean-cut business guy who's going to business, does dinner and everything else, and then all of a sudden at night, axe murder. You know, it's like, that's why I like those too, like, where it's the curveball. I mean, look at Saw, for example. You know, well, after the first one, you're not expecting the sick old man, spoiler alert,
to be a sick old man.
But in a sense, though, everything he was doing had a purpose. Like,
a
lot of us don't appreciate what we have. But you look at it, if you walked around and was going to think, who could be this killer? You're not going to think the guy that was sitting in the bed dying of cancer.
Right.
You know, you're not going to think of the business guy, clean cut, shaved hair, because they portrayed that aliens coming are going to be something menacing. Or you know, I'm sorry if that, you hear that car alarm in the back?
Yeah, it's probably Gort.
No. Yeah, I know. But, you know, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Anyways.
Is it yours?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like I said, it's good to have a villain villain be the person that you're not expecting to be in that, not the person that you're expecting to be a villain, not be what you're expecting to be. It's always good to have that twist instead of the same thing every time. Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy, they all had a menacing look to them, so you knew they were the bad guy.
No, they did not. Michael Myers just looked like William Shatner. There's nothing menacing about
that. Oh, no. Yeah, with his face ripped off.
Not ripped off, just painted white.
Painted white.
But you're right, man, and that's what sets up the idea that maybe this character will become more humane. But in the end, he had a good time, but he was here for one thing, to tell you to change your ways or else. It's kind of like a parent. It's like just when you think you're going to get out of something and not get grounded, your parents humor you for a little while, and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm still getting that spanking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memories. That wooden spoon hurt like hell. But that's what happens when you get spanked in the face. he knows. All right, Pat. I hate to do this, but man, out of this great movie and these great characters, did you have a favorite character?
Yeah, I would say Plateau. Like I said, like the whole time, just what he did, like everything he did, he played it cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, hey, I'm here for a reason. I want to meet people. I want to meet all these people. He never threatened until even when he was, I guess, technically threatening them about, like, hey, if you guys come at us, you know, with all your crap that you're doing here, it was a warning, kind of a threat, but still a warning. But even then, he got shot twice in this movie.
Exactly.
Died. He still came through.
He did not shoot back.
Yeah.
Vengeance. You know what I mean? He was just playing it cool the whole time. And Bobby. I like Bobby, too.
Yeah. Bobby Benson. How about you? Favorite character?
Yeah. Bobby was probably my favorite.
That's because there was no popular animals in this.
That's true. There weren't really. But no, just his innocence and just the way he, like, he was like,
you like that train set he had under his bed?
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
But, and then also the professor. Yeah. I mean, just his open-mindedness, even after he knew who Klaatu was, that he was the alien, he was here, but he, let me learn from you.
Because in the movie, he literally did what Klaatu asked. He organized all those professors and people to hear him out.
Yeah.
And then only to find out the world's messed up. Sorry, you did what you were supposed to do, but they didn't. Yeah, I'm with you guys, man. Klaatu is by far my favorite character in the movie, and I liked Bobby, and I liked the professor, and I liked Gort, and I hated Tom Stevens. But
right, we all did. Yeah.
Even that name, Tom Stevens.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, his name's Tom Stevens. Change it. No, not sorry, just change it.
Why you got two first names, bro?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Pat, I mean, I had the same problem when I was watching Gort. I'm like, this dude's awesome. And then when he's walking away, I'm like, and you see the folds in the back of his knees bending because, you know, there's a dude walking. I'm like, suspension of disbelief. Don't look at it, Jay. But,
and I know you hate when I nitpick stuff, and I know I have a tendency to do that, but it's more in fun. Like, I laugh at it.
Oh, I know.
That's the only thing I would say about the suit was the knees bending. Because otherwise, it looked great. You know, actually, you would think that it was metal. And then he starts walking, you go, oh. Yeah, that's a rubber seat.
Yeah, 1951, people were seeing this in theaters, you know. I don't know how long movies were in theaters back in the day, but I can imagine you didn't get to sit there and analyze special effects until almost VHS, because even then, when it came on TV once, you didn't get to see it again for a while.
Right.
But, man, I love the time we live in, because we want to watch a movie, bam, we put it on. That's what makes podcasting possible. You always want something to review and watch.
I love it.
So...
there is a scene, real quick, I was going to say I wish they would have added, but I get why they didn't.
What's that?
But when he went to go get Klaatu, that walk, because it's not like he was a fast walker, that walk between the ship and that jail cell where they had his body, like, there was army and military all over the place. He just walked there and came back with no problems.
That's true.
That would have been cool to have a little bit of the journey, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how much it would have added to the movie, but I just think it would have been a little, something in between where he was getting there or on the way back. Like, some of that journey would have been kind of nice to see.
It would have been, because we spent a lot of time with the character sightseeing. It would have been nice to see him. Although, I was surprised about how many scenes were in the dark on this. Like, a lot of this movie takes place at night. Mm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what it looked like for you in that. When you watched this on Prime, was it HD?
I don't think it was HD.
Did you pay $3.99 or $4.99?
I did pay $3.99.
Yeah,
$3.99.
Standard.
They didn't have an option for $4.99.
Well, that's it. I know for sure, like, this has to have been rendered in HD and probably only available on, you know, Blu-ray or something like that.
Sure.
Or hell, maybe even 4K now, but on Laserdisc. Laserdisc, for people who don't know, it's a step up from VHS. It's not quite what DVD does, but it did have better audio. And it was only at the end of the VHS era that they allowed widescreen presentation. Mm-hmm. And then Laserdisc, like, really took hold of that. Because when Laserdisc was a thing, widescreen TVs weren't as much, but big-ass TVs were. So people were able to actually enjoy it. But the reason I say that is because the dark scenes are still really dark when we watch Laserdisc. And I tell Julie, I was like, damn, like, I want to see this in HD now and see the differences between. But I was just surprised, you know, a lot of the movie has such a creepy atmosphere that it gets to utilize. And like Pat said, there was some opportunities that they didn't do that. And the scene whenever he kind of cold clocks those two guards, you don't see it. You just know it happens because Bobby sneaks out and watches it. But, yeah, if we had seen more of that journey in between, we could have seen some destruction. But then again, we would have also been like, oh, I guess they didn't want to present him to be violent.
See, that's the thing, too. Then, you know, the more you just saying that makes sense why they didn't do that.
Right.
Because they were trying to show that, like I was saying earlier, they never physically hurt anybody other than knocking the two guards out. They just took out the weapon. So I guess there probably would have been a little bit more violence with him, you know, in doing that.
Could you imagine if, like, Klaatu landed here and then Gort came out and, you know, how he zaps and all the guns disappear? Like, all the energy drinks disappear? And I scream like Courtney Cox from Scream. I'm like, yeah! That would be the day they were stood still for sure. Monster stock would drop.
And then Klaatu's like, don't worry, you still have Red Bull.
Oh, no. He knows the right thing to say to me. Damn it.
I'm going to drink Bang. No.
Hey, shout out to Jen Dreadful. She likes Bang Energy. Uh-huh. She recommended it to me. I did drink it because any energy drink is better than no energy drink, but
yeah.
You know, there's no substitute for Monster, and there never will be. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't go to the doctor. Yeah, because I know one day the doctor will be like, you need to stop drinking Monster, and I'll be like, I need a second opinion. And that's how that'll go. But
yeah, Ben, the angry dad drinks those.
Bang.
Well, he kind of has to. He can't drink Monsters and stuff anymore
because there's
something in it with his heart thing. Yeah, yes, but the Bang, whatever's in the Bang, he can drink. So I've had them. They're all right.
I thought it was because Ben likes to bang. What?
Oh.
There's that.
Okay. It's because of Ben. We're talking about Ben. You know, you're damn right.
Or maybe it's because he likes Cactus Jack. Bang, bang. Oh, I did it. There are two wrestling references. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
so, I know we kind of touched base on it, but Pat, how do you feel about the way the movie ends?
I think that there was no other way to end it, just other than leaving you with your thoughts of clean up your act or just stay on your planet. Don't decide to go out into space, because if you go out into space with your act, I know I sound like a broken record with that, we're going to end you. Period. But clean it up.
Yeah.
Food for thought. You know, and it's, you know, it's not like we have a peaceful world now. If anything, got more violent. So I think that just ended perfectly. Like, clean up your act, we're out. We're gone. Find out what happens. Test us, basically.
Yeah.
Is what they said. The end credit and no credits. That's what, like, I was telling my wife, I was like, yeah, this is the era before there was an hour and a half of credits.
Right. Yeah, man, you in these movies you get the credits at the beginning and they're all of 30 seconds and done.
Hmm.
End of the movie, you just get the little copyright stamp.
Right.
Don't steal this movie, bro.
They didn't have to thank everybody and their mama.
That's right.
I don't know.
The drama for your mama. Julie? How about the end?
It was okay.
It was okay.
I'm the person that likes the happy ending. I like a bow on it because it's a movie.
Sure.
This was very open-ended, and so I also was. Did they have sequels in this time period? Was that a big thing? Because it almost felt like one of those movies where they make it to prep for the sequel.
Like the second one? Well, yeah. So, you know, this movie was based on a short story,
okay. Right?
So they take liberties where they do.
Yeah.
But the sequels were relevant because in the 50s, that's when we had, I mean, hell, even 40s, look behind you.
True.
Sequels were a thing. Universal Monsters was pumping the shit out left and right.
Yeah.
But I will say sci-fi, however, I don't think it was so common.
Yeah. It just felt too open for me. Not that I didn't like it. It was fine.
So,
but
you gotta admit, it was happier than everybody getting killed right then and there.
True. Although, at least I would have had
that was
an
the
ending.
Next day. So, yeah, I know. You do not love the ambiguous ending.
I don't. Okay. But what do you think?
You know, I'm in between both of you guys. I'm right with Pat says because there's nothing scarier than the mind.
Oh, true.
Right? Like, what's going through these people's heads? But I wanted a little bit more because what I felt like when it ended is the ending's fine. It's not bad, but I was waiting for... Stay tuned for next episode. The day the Earth stood, the conclusion, you know, like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, and the aftermath. And what?
I was going to say, well, you're saying that, I shouldn't cut you off, but, you know, how great would it be if they came out with a sequel?
Oh, yeah.
Now. And them coming back and saying, you guys have not cleaned up your act. You guys are going into space. And if you think about it, and granted, you would have to get a different actor, but someone who looks similar to the Klaatu's actor.
Mm-hmm.
Klaatu.
But, like, cause think about it. They said they lived to, what, 135?
Mm-hmm. It was up there, yeah.
It was supposed to be 75?
They were like, how?
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
you know.
He just set me up, didn't he? He just set me up. Pat. Did you know that this movie is 70 years old? In September, it celebrates 70 years. So if he was 75 in the movie, or 70 whatever, fast forward to what you just said, make a movie now that's 70 years later, it's the 140s, that's how, so he's on his deathbed, he's about to die, but before he dies, he checks on Earth one last time.
Ooh.
Yep,
that's, there you go.
That started with him.
Hmm.
Or even more, you know, because he liked Bobby and all, his character and all that, right? He asked for them not to evade Earth, but he died, and now it's open game.
Oh.
And only Bobby can save them.
Oh, no.
And then you have Tom Stevens on his deathbed, and somebody just goes and unhooks it. Ah, oh, he sucks anyway. Shine bright like a diamond. What?
Oh, okay. Man.
So, man, I think we've all gushed on it, but, you know, 70 years old, how do you feel it holds up?
Like I said, I think it holds up great. Even when the ship took off and everything, the only thing, like I said, that didn't hold up was the knee bend in sure. the suit. But other than that, it's the graphics of it landing, the graphics of it leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even that whole scene where they're healing him. Yeah. You know, I mean, basically, it was just loud noises and stuff, but it wasn't nothing fancy. And it, so to me, it held up. It wasn't like they were trying to do something special with lights or anything.
Right. And with that being said, this movie only works in black and white. I would never want to see a colorized version of this because, like you said, it would be too flashy. You know, this really works.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why, like, earlier when you said, did you watch in HD? Honestly, if I had the option of HD, I don't think I would have. I would have wanted to stay in standard.
Pat's a man after my own heart, I swear. He knows all the right things to say. Woo, I got to fail myself. So what do you think? 70 years? I know. You always start off going, I have to think about how old this is. Well, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? This movie came out in 1951.
No. When you said 70 years, I'm like, wow. That's crazy.
That is one of, if not the oldest movie we've done on this podcast.
It is. It actually
because
is.
Because I think War of the Worlds 54 had that.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 Million Miles to Earth and everything, but yeah. Here we are.
No. And I think it's great. It's fun to go back and watch some of these and see how well they do still hold up and how they're still good and there's still relevance there. And a lot of what they were talking about then, we still deal with now. So,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, and something Pat said earlier about how millennials and whatnot, people watch it now and they go, why don't they just pull out a cell phone? Or that's dumb because, you know, and it's hard to get your mind around the fact of limited technology.
Yeah.
But that also, it dates a movie, and then it saves the movie from being dated as well. Because look at a movie like One Missed Call or something where before smartphones, they're just regular Nokia phones, and it's like, oh. Where this one, well, okay, yeah, phone booth, okay, you know what I mean? There wasn't a million versions of a phone booth, you know?
Right.
So I love the, again, like the Outer Limits, the Twilight Zone vibe that this is. Like, I would watch this movie and every other version of it a million times.
Yeah.
So, Pat, did you know the director of this movie was Robert Wise, who also did a couple of movies I've covered before, including Andromeda Strain and Star Trek The Motion Picture?
I saw the director, and I was going to look up some of his other movies, and I didn't. So, I do know now.
So, think about that, man. This one guy has The Day the Earth Stood Still, Andromeda Strain, and Star Trek all under his radar. I mean, he is one of, if not the greatest, sci-fi director.
There you go.
Man, we really enjoy bringing you on here, man. We got to do it more. But
appreciate it.
For anybody who, you know, tunes in because they're like, oh, dude, I love that movie. I want to hear about that movie. And they have a good time listening to us. And they're like, man, that Paranormal Pat guy roast Dave. Who is he? What does he do? Tell us about it, bro. Promote yourself.
Well, I do a podcast called the Paranormal Pativity Podcast, which you can find through Twitter at ParanormalPat64. That's the easiest way. Talk about everything paranormal, supernatural, aliens, all that good stuff. So if you guys have a story or experience you guys want to talk about, hit me up, paranormalpat64@gmail.com. You can definitely find me there. Also, I want to throw up my YouTube channel like we were talking about earlier, Soulless64. I do a lot of food review videos on there. I got some other stuff, concert videos. Really hasn't been a lot of concert videos because, obviously, pandemic. But we're hoping to get back into the swing of that this year. We got a concert in September and then one in October.
Woo!
Yeah, exactly. So definitely go check those out and subscribe. And if anything, you want to watch me game, go to Soulless_64 on Twitch.
Hell yeah, man. And if you like hearing him here, check out his podcast. But also, like I said, this dude has guested on the Back in Time podcast so many times. One of my favorite episodes, The Great Outdoors. Go check it out. The Day the Earth Stood Still. What'd you think?
Loved it, as always.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a classic sci-fi movie. And would this one be in 1951? Like, this was in the heyday.
Ooh, that was a while ago.
We tell people that, you know, we like to talk about classic horror, classic sci-fi. And some people are like, what are you talking about? Like, 90s? I'm like, nah, bro. I'm talking, like, old school. And then I'll even say, like, 20s. I never say the teens, but I'll go, because silent film. I love silent film. So I'll go 20s, 30s. You know, that's when Universal was getting real big.
Right.
But this one, you know, when you tell people that you like sci-fi movies from the 50s, like, this is 51. This is right in the beginning of when it just started to... I hate to say really grab the media, but this was even before War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
And people forget, like, I'm not going to say it started here, but not far from it.
Not far from it. Yeah, this was, now that I think about it, the 50s were a great time for horror.
Yeah, and sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Sci-fi horror.
Can you combine those words? Sorer?
Sorer. Horror.
Hi-fi.
Hi-fi.
That's music, right?
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, we're getting off.
We are. But I tell you, we're getting off?
No, off topic.
Oh, I was just like, I mean, this movie's good, but I wouldn't. I mean, Daniel was tall, though. I wish I was taller.
No,
I'm like average.
I like the height you are.
I'm stuck in that 5'10", 5'11" category.
Perfect.
Aw, flawless.
Flawless.
Victory.
Victory.
I don't know. But, you know, when I think about this movie, I've often said many times on these movies we cover, because, you know, we only cover good movies, it's like, this is like a gateway movie for people who don't know if they're into it. You watch this one, and I feel like it becomes a broken record, because I say that, like, after every single review that we do, but I gotta stand behind it. If you look at something like 20 Million Miles to Earth, you know, which came out before this episode, and people are like, I'm not really into creature features. I'm like, okay, but do you like sci-fi? Like, yeah, but I like more of... I don't know, and they try to throw out some suggestions. Well, this is like a different kind of classic sci-fi that's on par with the same thing of just being great.
True. That's very true. And I like, and you've done this with me as well, but I like that we only podcast about movies we like.
Yeah, love.
Dare I say love. But it is, we give a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not, if they haven't watched a lot of sci-fi or... It's a lot of different options for them to kind of move into that realm.
See, I think we have a special case because since we don't do this podcast feed on our own, we're guests on Brian's show, and he, like, shares that love. Like, no, it's both of ours. And cool, it's man. His... Like, you've been running this gig for, geez, like, 7 years, 6, 7 years. It's crazy how long he's been doing it.
Been doing it a while.
But a lot of people that may listen to this show are people who naturally... already subscribed to Brian, and he covers a lot of different movies, but down to its core, it's a lot of just horror movies, essentially, right?
Yes.
Especially right now with all the requests he's been doing. So excited. But
I
like to think, because it sounds crazy for someone to be like, oh, dude, you've never seen it. I'm like, that blows my mind. I know you've been the biggest exception to the rule because I know you and I know your upbringing and everything, and everybody listening to this show kind of knows it. So we're not going to go over that again. Farm Charm. Anyway.
Farm Charm.
But just to know that somebody's introduction to a classic sci-fi movie might be us.
That'd be amazing.
What we're doing right here. And if they had this when I was growing up, this would have been all I listened to.
Oh,
yes. Which is people talk about horror and sci-fi.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man. But that's why I love what we do.
Yes.
I know people come up to me, and I'm going to let the secret out. Like, we've never got paid for this, and we never will. Like, it's not my goal. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I had the opportunity to podcast for a living, I would do it because I love doing this. But my goal is... I've always said I'm the number one fan of these shows, and that's true.
Yeah.
I will continually put out episodes, yes, for the listeners, but it's mostly for myself. But if other people love it, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I'm kind of on the journey with you.
Yeah.
Because you're showing all of these to me for the first time.
I'm driving, and you're in the passenger seat.
But it's so much fun because I always know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry. And then I get to find enjoyment in all these films that I didn't even know existed. So.
Right. And you're getting it from two different angles. You're getting to watch it kind of just open-mindedly.
Yes.
But also, I'm feeding you all the facts, kind of the behind the scenes, that I use to encourage you to want to watch something.
True.
And as we're in this car, and I'm driving, mm-hmm. which is totally opposite of our normal life, right? Like, I don't even care to drive. I just sit shotgun. That's but in true. This journey, we're sitting up here, and in between us is two monsters in the coast.
That's right. That's right. And it is a fun journey, for sure.
Yeah, and the fun, it doesn't stop here.
I was going to say, everybody gets to follow along with us.
Yeah. And that's, so, they're all in the back seat.
They're all in the back seat.
And people who request, they're backseat drivers.
Hey, that's true.
In a sense, in a nice way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a totally terrible nice backseat driver, yeah.
I don't like the backseat, but that's a motion thing.
You get nauseated in
yes,
the backseat?
Yeah. Hmm. Mm.
Is that why you can't ride a carousel?
That's quite possibly.
Up and down.
Yeah.
And
that's a little.
Another reason why I can't get. Even though, I will say, Julie watched Unlisted Owner with me because that was one that I made sure she
I
had
was
to
worried.
See. But outside of that, I always steer clear of, you know, POV movies, found footage movies, because you can't yes. handle the running with the camera. But
it's just a little much for my body to handle.
Yeah.
But I know why people love it. It makes sense.
Oh, it's like a realism thing.
Yes.
Minus the fact that you're going to never put the camera down. But that's okay.
True.
I'm over that. I totally dig it. But, you know, could you imagine if they had done, like, a found footage 1950s sci-fi movie?
Oh,
like,
wow.
I know you've never seen Cloverfield, right? But you know what it is.
I do know of it.
And that's definitely a sci-fi movie in the realm of almost like 20 million miles to Earth, in a sense, where a creature comes here, and
okay.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's the journey of figuring out what this is, and holy shit, it's Bigfoot! But it's not Bigfoot.
Oh.
But I just, man, talk about like a really cool film angle to take on a modern movie. Let's film a 1950s found footage movie.
Mm.
I think there's something there.
That'd be
I need to talk to my boys, Jed Bryan and Devin Clark.
There you
Let's
go.
Let's get this thing going. But we digress back to 1951.
Yes.
Could you imagine how crazy it would have been just seeing this movie, like, at the drive-in?
Oh, yeah. That would have been cool.
So long ago.
I like that they still have drive-ins, though.
Yes. There's one that's, I'm going to air quote around here, but it's within a 30-40 minute drive. Like, it's not terribly
not far
away, but I can't get over the fact of, like, pulling up and rolling your windows. Now, we're in Texas.
True.
It's 103 today.
That may not be so much fun right now.
Right, or leave your car running the whole for 2 hours straight sitting in there, and you have to, like, tune in to hear it, like, so your battery... I don't know, man. Call me crazy, but I'm just kind of weird.
If they played this movie right now in the drive-in, would you go see it?
Of course.
Yeah, I thought so.
Which I'll be bringing a chest full of cold monsters. We'll get through it.
That's
My
funny.
Biggest thing is just I'm gonna have to pee on the floorboards. I ain't. Why are you missing this?
Oh no!
It's gross. Then I fill up the rehab, and someone drinks it because they think it's a lemonade. I'm like, how's it taste, bro?
Yeah, I miss the days of intermission where they give you a schedule.
I've only seen one movie in my life that actually had an intermission.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Germany.
Oh wow!
And it was when I saw Armageddon of all movies.
In Germany?
Yeah, and it was in German.
Not a lot of people can say that.
That's right. I also saw Lethal Weapon 4. Shout out to Jet Li.
Wow.
The non-English version.
Wow.
But yeah, I remember sitting there, and then all of a sudden, like, the screen goes black. Mm-hmm. Almost like when you're going to flip a Laserdisc, when you're like, what's happening?
Yes.
But then the curtains start closing, and I'm like, what? And it's like, a little thing comes on. It says intermission.
Yes.
And then so I go out to the lobby to get a Coke, because I love Coca-Cola. Like, that's my soda choice outside of Cheerwine. And they sell Coke in the glass bottles over in Germany.
Oh, wow.
So it's a total throwback experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, they make a lot of sci-fi horror movies in other languages. We could throw one on, get you a Coke in a glass bottle. Practically the same thing. I could throw a sheet over it. Intermission.
I don't think it works like that, but we could try. I won't feel like I'm in Germany. Suddenly
I'll throw sauerkraut at you.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. Sauerkraut stinks.
It does.
Is anybody out there like sauerkraut? Let us know, because I'm German and I don't even like it.
Yeah.
So, but then again, people say I'm a bad German, and I'm like waiting for the Hitler comment. I'm like, you best not go there. And they're like, you're a bad German. You don't like sauerkraut. You don't eat the Wiener Schnitzel and sausages, and you don't drink beer. And then I start thinking, I really am a bad, like, I guess I'm more American than I thought.
True.
Never mind the blonde hair and blue eyes. Don't want to fool
you.
Mm-hmm.
You,
are so beautiful, Dave. Oh, man. Oh, so, wow. You know, this is the last episode of July. And you know what that means?
What?
That means there's a chance that when some people are finally getting to download and listen to this, it's going to be first week of August. We ain't even going to be in Texas.
Ooh, we're not.
And why is that? There's two reasons. One, it's a special time of the year.
I am lost.
You were born.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I was running out of clues after
that. I know.
That one.
I was like, special time of year. Christmas in July? No, that's not in August. No,
exactly. So, Christmas in August. That isn't even ringing off the tongue.
It does not.
That's why we
no.
say it's always Christmas.
Yes, special time of year. Yes, yeah. My date of birth.
Right.
I entered the world.
And where are we going?
Missouri.
Oh, I thought we were going to the drive-in. Are we not?
No, I mean, we can.
Is there a drive-in
in
Missouri?
I think they have one. Yes, actually.
We're going to drive into Missouri.
Or there used to be. I don't know if there still is after.
We're going to the farm, people.
We're going to the farm.
Ooh, farm people.
See my family.
That's cool.
So excited.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time that I get to meet the family. So
yes.
This is going to be cool, and they're going to find out the wacko that you're with now.
The amazing.
Amazing wacko.
Yes.
Thank you. Nothing like American Psycho, because...
Ooh.
Sorry, Jenny.
No. Again, we only cover movies we like on
right.
this show.
That's unfortunate. But you know what? Speaking of that, plenty of movies that we do like in many different genres because
yes.
the next episode coming out, we're doing something a little crazy again because it's Julie's birthday. She can pick whatever she wants. And
yeah.
correct me if I'm wrong, but... is it your favorite movie?
Oh, that's a great question. I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
Okay.
It's top five. I'd put
top
it in
five
top
favorite?
Five.
That counts.
Yes.
All right. Tell the world what classic sci-fi horror movie is in your top five that we're going to do next.
Not sci-fi.
Okay.
Not really. Maybe classic kind of.
Classic kind of, okay.
Definitely no horror.
It's not horror.
Although people die, so maybe.
Murder, okay.
Yeah. Fried green tomatoes.
Like the food?
Yeah.
You're serious?
I'm 100%
The 1990
serious.
Movie that's based on the book by Fanny Flagg?
You said I could pick whatever I want, so that's what I picked.
And that is a prime example of opening your mouth and inserting your foot, because we will be covering the first episode in August, Fried Green Tomatoes.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm sure somebody out there might thank you.
Yeah, like one person, maybe.
Hey, you never know. I would never say that we wouldn't like the movie, because we wouldn't cover it.
True.
It's time to tell the audience now. Clearly, you've seen this movie... more than one time.
Yes, finally.
And I have seen it, and I do like it.
You do.
I'm very much looking forward to the rewatch.
I know you are.
So that now I can pay attention to a lot of other details in the film. And so it'll be really cool to see what happens. But yeah, guys, we know you love the classic horror and sci-fi. Stick around for that, because there's plenty of coming, because September's my birthday month, and you know which way I'm going to go. But, and then after that's Halloween, but hey, in August, we're going to do something special. We're going to celebrate Julie's birthday, and then we are going to talk Fried Green Tomatoes, and then we get one more episode in August, and I'm pretty sure I know which way that's going to go.
I think so, too, but we'll see.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add on this episode of the day, the Earth Stood Steady?
Yes, I just want to say what a pleasure it was to podcast with Pat.
And yes.
This was my first time getting to talk with him and meet him, and that was a lot of fun. So,
did you catch it when I said steady and not still?
No.
I was trying to make a joke. It didn't work.
I'm slow sometimes.
But that's okay. We can't all win the race. I just burned out and you won.
The tortoise beats the hare.
That's right. Speaking of the hare, check it out. It's turning gray. I like it.
Your hair looks amazing.
Your hair's amazing. Mm. In that fried
there.
Green tomatoes kind of way.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we Southern people.
We Southern people around here.
Oh, but we've said bye three times, so we'll do it again.
Actually,
guys,
say bye now.
We love that you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to this classic sci-fi horror episode. We'll do something a little different next. We hope you stick with us. And if it's your first time, we're going to tell you all about Fried Green Tomatoes. See you next time.
everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of the podcast from Another World. Don't forget, if you enjoyed the episode, make sure that you follow the podcast on all platforms. And if you want to, please go check out the SIP Network at sipnet.us. There's a ton of different podcasts that are available out there, from paranormal to doing, horror movie reviews to just movie reviews, to educational advice or motivational advice if you want, to lists. A little bit of everything is out there. So make sure that you check it out. SIPnet.us, at Network SIP on Twitter. You can follow it, or SIP Network out there on Instagram. All right, I'll leave you guys here, and make sure that you take care of yourselves and each other. Check you next time.